The Minnesota School of the Air. The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grade. These tape transcribed broadcasts come to you at 11 o'clock every Monday morning and each Thursday afternoon at 2:15 and are intended for in-school listening. This morning's story is an old, old favorite with children everywhere. The Three Billy Goats Gruff.
Once upon a time,
in the mountains of a country called Norway,
there was a river and a falls in it.
And there was a bridge over the falls,
yes,
too. Maybe we shouldn't go this fast. The children will never understand.
Oh, all right. Once upon a time, in the mountains of a country called Norway...
That's where we live, Norway.
In a country called Norway, there was a river with a falls in it and a bridge over the falls. There. Is that slow enough?
Well, that'll do, yes. I'm sure they know now.
Oh, let's talk about us now, shall we? Then we can go back to the bridge part and the troll who lived under the bridge...
The troll is the surprise part of the story.
Oh.
Well, yes. Now, we'll tell the children who we are. Bet they've been wondering. You start, William. You're the littlest.
Yes. My name is William, and I'm the littlest goat.
There. Is that slow enough?
That'll do, yes. I'm sure they know now.
Oh, let's talk about us now, shall we? Then we can go back to the bridge part, and the troll who lived under the bridge...
The troll is the surprise part of the story.
Oh.
Well, yes. Now, we'll tell the children who we are. Bet they've been wondering. You start, William. You're the littlest.
Yes. My name is William, and I'm the littlest goat. My whole name is William Goat Gruff.
I'm the middle-sized brother. They call me Billy.
They call me Bill. I'm the biggest goat. And now you know the three Goat Gruff brothers.
We look just like any other goats you might know. We're white, and we have two long horns apiece on our heads, of course. And each year we go to a higher-up valley to eat a new little grass and get fat.
We're mighty fat right now. The snow will be coming in the high-up valley soon, so we've just come down the goat path.
It runs along the cliff, across the bridge, over the falls, and then through the meadow to here.
Last spring, before we went up to the valley, we were really skinny. Even Bill the Biggest, he was kind of skinny.
Yeah, but that was last spring. Now we've just come down, and now we're fat.
And now is the first time we've had a chance to tell what happened last spring when we started across the meadow, over the bridge, and along the cliff to the high-up valley.
Shall we each tell the part we played, shall we?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Well, if you both want to.
Well, all right. The beginning part was William's, the middle part was mine, and you, Bill, yours is the last part. Everybody ready?
I'm ready.
I suppose I am.
Well, then, here's the story of the three Billy Goats Gruff.
William Goat Gruff was walking along through the meadow, thinking of the fresh little grass in the high-up valley. Last winter had been very cold, and there hadn't been too much for a young, hungry goat to eat, so I was mighty happy that at last it was spring, and the Gruff brothers would be starting for new pastures to graze all summer long. I expect I was so happy I was humming. Goats do hum to themselves, you know. Well, I expect I was humming a little goat song to myself as I walked along through the meadow and toward the bridge. To the high up valley we go today. Today's the day we're on our way. To the high up valley we go today. Today's the day. Hooray, hooray. I'm nearly to the bridge. The bridge is over the falls, and the human people built a bridge so we goats could cross the river. Yeah, there it is. It's a little wooden bridge over the fast-flowing river, right where it has a fall. My, it's a great big fall, and an angry-looking fall. What was that? That roar. My little short-pointed horns, it's a thing. A thing poking his head up out of the fall.
I'm not a thing, little goat. I'm a troll. I live in the falls under this bridge just to eat the goats that cross it. I'm going to eat you.
Who did you say you were?
A troll. Don't you know what a troll is?
I'm afraid I don't. You see, I'm not a very big goat, and there are lots of words I don't know very well yet. I don't know any trolls. Are you a fairy?
Fairies? Oh, fairies are little people.
Oh. An elf, maybe. I've heard of elves.
Oh, and elves, too. Trolls are bigger than elves.
Oh. Not a fairy, not an elf. Maybe some kind of an animal, I'll ask. Are you a bear?
Now you're getting warmer. I'm the size of a bear, bigger even than some bears I've seen. But I'm not an animal, and I'm not a person, and I'm not a dragon. I guess trolls are like goblins, only bigger. And I'm gonna eat you, little goat.
But if you eat me, if you eat me...
If I eat you?
Yes, if you eat me, then you won't have an appetite left for the middle-sized goat coming next. It's my brother Billy. He had some work to finish before he could go on to the higher-up valley, and he's bigger than I am.
He is?
Oh, yes, I'm just the littlest goat. Billy's much larger. And if you eat me, well, you'll just ruin your appetite for him.
That's true. I'm hungry, but perhaps I could wait a little while longer. Will he be along soon?
Oh, yes, he should be halfway across the meadow toward the bridge by now.
Well, then I'll wait. Trot on, little goat. Maybe I'll get to eat you when you're coming back in the fall from the high up valley, when you're nice and fat.
Well, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say, Mr. Troll. I think you should have better manners. I'm going on now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, little goat.
I'm Billy Goat Gruff, the middlest goat, of the three. And I'm on my way to eat the grass that grows in the high valley. Yes, I'm Billy Goat Gruff, the middlest goat, of the three. And I'm trotting along to eat the grass that grows in the high valley. Whoop, I'm nearly to the bridge. I can't see William anywhere ahead. He must be hurrying fast. For such short legs, he's making good time. Here we thought if he started first, and then if I started next, being the middle-sized goat with middle-sized legs, and if Bill came along last with his big legs, we thought we'd all arrive at the high-up valley about the same time. Now he's going to beat us all there. Well, here's the bridge. This is always such a pretty spot with the water underneath and everything.
Oh!
What in the world was that?
Oh!
I declare it must be a mountain falling in.
Oh, just me. Me, the troll who lives in the falls under the bridge.
Oh, a troll. I've heard of trolls. I must say that your roaring like that might make a goat fall off this bridge with fright. It doesn't seem like very good manners to me, Mr. Troll.
Manners? I roar because I'm hungry and I want to eat you.
Eating people is not very good manners either, Mr. Troll. You seem not to have had much training when you were growing up.
Eating goats is the thing I like best to do. And when I see one, I always roar.
Well, I don't know why I should think of your welfare when you're not thinking of mine, but if you eat me, you will ruin your appetite for my brother Bill, who is the largest goat in all of Norway. He'll be coming along in a little bit.
The largest goat in all of Norway? Are you sure?
Of course I am. Our owner showed us at the village fair in town last fall, and Bill won the prize for being the largest goat in the country. Of course, if you eat me, you'll lose your appetite. But then I don't know why I should care about your appetite.
The largest goat in all of Norway. It'd be a feast, all right.
Well, make up your mind. I'm wasting time here.
You'll be along soon? I'm mighty hungry.
Oh, yes. He should be halfway through the meadow by this time.
Well, go on, then. I'll wait for your brother.
That I shall. And you might try to improve your manners, Troll. No one will want to invite you anywhere if you don't. Eating goats. The idea.
I'm the biggest goat in Norway, so they say, My horns are the sharpest, They're also the longest of any goat in Norway, so they say. So they say, I'm the biggest goat in Norway, so they say, so they say. My horns are the sharpest, they're also the longest of any goat in Norway, so they say. Well, I'm nearly to the bridge. It's just over the bridge and along the cliff to the high up valley where we'll spend the long summer eating the fresh green grass and getting as fat as we can. Hey, this old bridge held up very well through the long cold winter. Seems as if...
Oh!
By my white beard, what a racket. I wonder what it can be.
Oh! I'm roaring because you're the biggest goat in Norway and I'm going to eat you.
You are?
I'm going to eat you right down. I'm a troll.
Ah, yes, I knew a troll once. A huge fellow he was for a troll. It was very sad. Very sad indeed.
What was sad about the troll?
Oh, nothing, nothing at all. What were you saying about eating me?
That can wait. I want to know what was so awful about the other troll you knew.
Wasn't much. This troll came along one day and said he'd like to eat goats. Well, he was a very foolish troll.